money stack. I just want my percent. She told me to hit the hoop. I used to play running back. You niggas be fumbling. Don't you give them no gun again. These bitches be flying out, yeah. Cause money be coming in. Said the money be coming in. 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 See you just run your mouth, yeah. My nigga, we run the city. The money be coming in.
Okay. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 209 of Electrified. I'm your host, Eric Lyons. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a wild news week, and I'm not talking about sports. I'm not talking about the world of sports. I'm just talking about the world itself. Like, the world is literally on fire right now. All right, you got wildfires in Quebec, Canada, that are so bad that the smoke has been blowing down the East Coast from New York, Jersey, Delaware, here in Maryland, and further. I mean, the air quality has been so bad. People have been taking their dogs outside with masks on. Like, this is a real thing. Like, we're back to wearing our P90s again because the smoke is so bad. The air quality is so bad outside. Now, here in Baltimore, it hasn't looked as nuts as it does in New York. But hey, man, take precautions. If you have asthma or any respiratory problems, stay in the crib. Call out. Don't go to work. Don't go outside. Stay in the house if you can. Keep your windows down. Keep them closed, fam. Stay inside. This is, like, really crazy. And then here in Maryland, we're actually, like, in kind of a drought. Like, it's barely been raining. Like, I can't remember the last time we had a good rain. Man, which is really unusual for this time of year. We usually have, like, you know, wet summers, you know, heavy thunderstorms. Like, I don't even think we've had a thunderstorm yet. Now, that I'm not going to complain about. I don't like severe weather. I don't. Not really a fan of thunderstorms that could potentially turn into tornadoes, you know, stuff like that. But it's been relatively quiet here. And I'm not complaining. All right. I love nice weather. I'm not really a fan of the heat. Hate the hot. I hate hot temperatures, but clear, sunny skies, nice little breeze, dry, not humid. Yeah, sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. But then, apparently, there was a volcanic eruption in Hawaii yesterday as well. Something fell out of the sky in Vegas. There was a sonic boom earlier this week when jets were chasing down somebody flying a plane. I don't know what's going on in the world right now. I don't. Don't have a clue. It feels like every year we are living through a different historic event. And I'm just here for the vibes, man. I'm just here for the vibes. That's why I'm here. I'm here to entertain you guys, talk about the world of sports, and vibe out. I can't really put too much stock into what's going on in the world. I can't give my energy to worldly problems when I have problems in my own life. When I have things I have to worry about, real life problems in my own life, I can't do it. I can't be scared of what's going on outside of my house. I can't do it. I can't live in fear. I can't. I'm a God-fearing person. All right. I'm strong in faith, and I just can't live my life like that. When the pandemic came, I prayed and kept moving, man. I took the precautions. I got the vax. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to be out here living in fear or over anything. You know, mass shootings, anything like that. You know what I mean? I can't do it, man. Can't do it. You know, but what I will say is I just want everybody listening, you, your family, stay safe, right? No matter where you are, what the problem is, stay safe, love your people, and just live, man. You can't be scared to live because what's going on in the world. You can't be. You can't be constantly worrying. Like, I on TikTok, for whatever reason, I get the conspiracy TikTokers that comes on my For You page every now and then. It gets annoying. Like, how can you put so much energy into this? Oh, this is happening, and wow, look, oh, stay woke, and this is a distraction. How can you put your time and energy into that? I can't do it. Seek employment. If that's what you got to put your time into, you probably need a job. More than likely, you need a job. But I have a job, and this it's right here. I have a job to do. We have an episode to get through. You know, I spend 5 minutes on the intro. I apologize, but you know, sometimes we need to talk about these things. You know, to get us warmed up. All right. Now we got a lot on the docket today. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I'm not gonna lie to you. This episode might be a classic, man. This episode might be a classic. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm giving out free game. I'm giving out free game today. I am. At some point in this episode, I will be giving out free game, fellas. Please, if listen, check the timestamp, fellas. If you want to listen to the Zion segment first, feel free to do that. But before we get there, man, we got to talk about the devaluation of the running back, Madden 24. Unfortunately, we got to talk about Miami Heat, the Miami Heat, and why they may be cooked. I don't know. We got a big fight this weekend as well. So it's going to be good, man. It's going to be a great episode. Let's get right to it. So my guy, Dalvin Cook, all right, he's a free agent. He's a free man. The Minnesota Vikings, they couldn't find anybody to trade. There was no trade offers or anything like that on the table, which surprised me. But he's a free agent, and he's 27 years old. I'm happy for him. He's free. He's a free man. I think the situation in Minnesota was dead. The Vikings weren't getting any better. It doesn't look like they're going to be getting any better. And I don't know. I just don't think that situation was right for him anymore. I think he needs a change of scenery, obviously, and to just be on a better team, man. I'm not saying that the Vikings are horrible. I don't know. I just don't think that marriage was working out anymore. But before we get to Dalvin Cook, I just want to talk about the running back in general. We've had this conversation before, but when situations come up like this, when a running back, a talented running back like Dalvin Cook, just hits the free agency at 27 years old, still with a lot left in the tank, we have to have this conversation again. The running back position is the most physical position in the game. You cannot convince me otherwise. It just feels like it. Almost every play, they're involved in some type of contact, whether getting the ball, blocking, anything. Like, these guys are getting hit. They're getting hit constantly banging their bodies two, three downs a series. Multiple carries on a drive. Like, we see guys like Derrick Henry get over, 30 carries in a game. Like, this is a very strenuous position. You're not just a quarterback. You know, you're not getting protected for the most part, and getting rid of the ball, and got all these rules to protect you. You're not a wide receiver. You don't have all these rules to protect you. Running back, they don't get protected like that. They don't. These guys beat their bodies, their knees, their shoulders, day in, day out, to help you guys win a ball game. And oh, you can say their lifespan is short, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Just because, I'll take the quarterback position, for example. Just because you have a long lifespan in the league does not mean you're good. Doesn't mean you're good. I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. There are average quarterbacks who are playing right now for a lot of money who are not great. But they outlive some of the best running backs. So you want to talk about lifespan, or you want to talk about the pay scale, or you pay them, then they fall off. It's not always true. The pay scale is way too low, even for the elite talent. Guys like Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey. These guys have broken the bank, some of them, but not to that extent. Not to the wide receiver extent. Not to the quarterback extent. Not to the cornerback extent. Not to the tight end extent, for some cases. I feel like running backs should be paid more. We always have this conversation, and I see both sides. I see the business side where we talk about how expendable some of these guys are. But not all running backs are replaceable. They're not. You don't just go out and find another Derrick Henry on the street. You don't go out and find another Christian McCaffrey on the street. You don't go out and find another Dalvin Cook on the street. You don't go out and find another Alvin Kamara on the street. You don't go out and find another Aaron Jones on the street, another Nick Jones, another Nick Chubb, another Josh Jacobs, another Saquon Barkley, Austin Eckler. You don't just go outside and find these guys sitting on the street waiting for somebody to pick them up. That's not how it goes. Doesn't happen like that. They're not all replaceable. You can't just look at their production and say, you know what? We'll find a guy to match that. It won't be a problem. We won't miss a beat. You can't do that. It doesn't work like that, man. Not all running backs are replaceable. Now, I know we've seen the opposite of that. We've seen Ezekiel Elliott fall off. I'm sorry. We did. And we saw Tony Pollard step up. We did. We saw that. But you look at a team like the Titans and you take Derrick Henry away from that team, I couldn't tell you who the second running back on that team is. I know Hassan, my guy Haskins from Michigan was there, but he's no Derrick Henry. Come on, man. What are we talking about? You can't just be like, oh, yeah, we'll just find another elite running back somewhere. It don't work like that, man. It don't work like that. It doesn't. And all in all, it may be a passing league. It is. It's a passing league. We've been saying this for years. That's the motto that they use. This is a passing league. It's a quarterback driven league. Look at the guys throwing the ball, blah blah blah. Okay. It may be a passing league, but if you cannot consistently run the ball, especially December, January, you're not going to February. If you don't believe me, just ask Aaron Rodgers. Pre-Aaron Jones, post-James Starks. You look at those Packers teams. I mean, you look at the run-the-table season. You had Ty Montgomery, a tight end converted to running back, as your leading rusher. And y'all telling me this to that team is supposed to go to a Super Bowl? Come on, man. Come on. You have to be able to run the ball. You have to. If you can't run the ball, you're not going to be successful. I'm not just making this up. I mean, you look, running backs, they make average quarterbacks like Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy G, Daniel Jones, and Dak, with all due respect, they make them look great. Look at the Jimmy G runs that he's had, the Super Bowl run that he had, the NFC Championship game that he played against the Packers to get to the Super Bowl. How many times did Jimmy G had to throw the ball? We can count on our hands. They just kept handing the ball off and running by committee. That's all they did. Ran the ball down Green Bay's throat. Jimmy G was just there handing the ball off. His uniform was so clean, they didn't even have to wash it after the game. Ryan Tannehill, not the best quarterback. But those deep balls are open. You know why? Because everybody is looking to see if Derrick Henry's getting the ball. When the Titans get down to the goal line, why is the quarterback option wide open? Because everybody in the stadium thinks Derrick Henry is getting the football. Kirk Cousins. Why is he able to throw the ball to Justin Jefferson like he does? Because everybody thinks that Dalvin Cook at some point is getting the football. Daniel Jones. He just got a new contract. He should thank Saquon for that. Saquon just had a great year. Comeback year. Bounce back year. You look at Brock Purdy, who played very well. He played well for the situation that he was in. But the 49ers, man, come on. Christian McCaffrey. Starts and ends with him. Come on, let's be real here, man. Let's be real here. The running backs are still the key to team success. If you don't believe me, look at the Buffalo Bills. Every year, these last couple of years, you know, when preseason rankings come out and who was coming out the AFC and What team's going to dethrone the Chiefs? Excuse me. Whose name is number one on the list? The Buffalo Bills. Everybody has constantly, these last 2-3 years, been talking about the Buffalo Bills. How many Super Bowl appearances do the Buffalo Bills have over the last 5 years? Zero. The Bills are a great regular season team. They have a prolific offense. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They have one of the best wide receivers in the league. They have a solid stacked defense. But what are they lacking? They do not have an established run game. They don't. Nobody in that backfield is the answer. Devin Singletary only led Josh Allen in rushing yards by 57 yards. You think about it. The Buffalo Bills, they can't get over the hump because they can't run the ball. You go back to that AFC divisional round game in Buffalo, at home, in the elements. Josh Allen threw the ball for 42 times. He threw it 42 times. Led the team in carries. And they lost. They lost. They could not run the ball. At home. In the snow. They couldn't run the ball. That's a problem. That's an issue. You look at the polar opposite of that. Granted, the Cowboys didn't have, you know, as much playoff success, but their regular season success was built off the backs of Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard, so much so that when Dak went down, they thought Cooper Rush was the answer. Like, come on, let's be real here. Running backs still are very much the key. And I've said it the last 2 years, the Buffalo Bills are a running back away from being a Super Bowl contender. But until they get one, they're not doing anything. They're not. You can't give the ball to your starting running back 6 times in the snow and think we're going to win the game today. No way. No way. Oh, y'all abandoning the run? Y'all one-dimensional? Y'all going to be one-dimensional on us? Cool. Let's play the pass. How many touchdowns did Josh Allen throw in that game? Zero. How many interceptions he threw? One. He looked horrible in that game. Why? Because the Bills knew they were passing the ball. Devin Singletary was not a threat to them because they not only, and I'm not, this is not necessarily a knock on Devin Singletary, but it is. Devin Singletary is not that great. All right, we know that. But you still have him. He's still able to be used in this situation. If your line can get some push, you can still use him in that situation. But the Bengals knew they're not going to give him the ball. We don't have to worry about that. Yeah, we're not going to game plan for that. They're not going to run the ball today. Come on. So then you look at the final four teams who made it to the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, and then the two teams who made it to the Super Bowl. You look at them and the way their backfields were set up, you kind of get an idea of why they were in the final four. Let's start off with the Eagles. Miles Sanders, 1,269 yards rushing. 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, 1,210 total yards. The Bengals, Joe Mixon, 1,255 total yards. Rookie, Isaiah Pacheco for the Chiefs, 960 total yards. These guys had excellent production in the backfield. Each of these teams, all four of these teams, had excellent production coming out of their backfield to complement their quarterbacks. Three of these four quarterbacks are stars. I mean, you got Pat Mahomes, MVP, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and then, you know, Lou Brock, who got injured in the game, and, you know, that was the whole thing. But the four teams that made it to the final rounds of the playoffs all had solid production in the backfield, and they used their running backs in the passing game as well. They're not a one-dimensional team. That's all I'm saying. Even the Chiefs, who will air it out, they have Patrick Mahomes. But still, they said, oh, we're going to hand the ball off. Oh, we're going to use our running back as a receiver as well. You still have to do that even when you have that arm talent. Even when you have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes, you still have got to have more than one dimension to your offense. That's just how the game has to be played. If you think you can go out there week in, week out, and have your quarterback throw the ball over 50 times a game and not give your running back the ball, if you think you're going to win more than 10 games, be my guest. I would like to see it happen. I would like to see it happen. I promise it won't. I promise it won't. Why would I lie to y'all? I have nothing to lie to y'all about. I've been watching this game for a very long time. I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. I'm not just blowing smoke up y'all asses. I'm telling y'all the truth, man. I'm telling y'all the truth. The running back is still very much important in this game. I don't care what y'all say about injuries. Don't care what y'all say about their lifespan in the sport or how they shouldn't be paid as much because of the risk that comes along with it. I don't care, man. I don't care. You're not going to sit here and look me in my face and tell me you can win ball games without running the ball. You can't. You can't. So let's look at Dalvin Cook's numbers over the last four seasons. Five, and this is all rushing. I didn't even include the receiving yards. 5,024 yards. 43 touchdowns. Including a 16-touchdown season and a 13-touchdown season. He's 27 years old. He's still worth the $12 million per year that Minnesota gave him. Fam, how do you just let that walk away? How do you let it walk away? How? How do you let that walk away? I don't understand. I know you got Alexander Mattison in the backfield, who is a great replacement. He's going to be great for the Vikings this season. He might be great for my fantasy team. I don't know, though. Like, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great thing. But you just let over 5,000 yards walk away. Just like, you didn't even trade him. Just let him walk away. That's wild to me. It's crazy to me. I don't know. The landing spots that I have for him, though, I only have three. I don't have a big list of landing spots. It's interesting that we all know the one that has been ringing out, and that's Miami. I think he would be great for Tua. You know, he can take a lot of pressure off of Tua and him having to throw the ball and him having, you know, being put in harm's way. You get Dalvin Cook in Miami, that opens the door for a lot of things in that Dolphins offense, man. If you thought Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle were dangerous last year, Lord, if they could get Dalvin Cook this year, God bless everybody in the AFC East. Because they're going to win the division. If the Miami Dolphins get Dalvin Cook, they are going to win the AFC East. You heard it here first. Now, another AFC East team that needs a running back, we already talked about them, the Buffalo Bills. They need Dalvin Cook in the worst way. If the Buffalo Bills don't get Dalvin Cook, I'm not looking at the Buffalo Bills as a threat this year. I'm not. I don't care about them. They're going to be a good regular season team, and they're going to fall right on their face in the playoffs. I'm not taking them serious. If they don't go out there and get Dalvin Cook, I won't be taking the Buffalo Bills serious this year. Nope. Won't do it. Now, this is a bit of a surprise, but the Dallas Cowboys. I know they let Zeke walk. They've paid a running back before, and now you got Tony Pollard who's coming to his own. But what if you just paired Tony and Dalvin Cook? I mean, you saw how lethal of a weapon that was with Zeke and Pollard last year. Could you imagine Cook and Pollard? I don't know. I could be wrong. But my three landing spots for Dalvin Cook: Miami, Buffalo, and Dallas. Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got. You know what I mean? I'm standing firm on that. I'm standing firm on that. Let's see. Let's stay football. Let's talk about Madden. All right. Let's talk about Madden. I feel like every year, gamers, And guys who play this game, girls who play this game, we say, oh, I'm not buying it. It's the same game every year. It's just Madden 16 8.0 or it's Madden whatever 3.0. It's the same game every year. Now, I like the little trailer. I did like the trailer. I thought it was nice. I thought it was interesting. I thought the Pat Mahomes pass was cool. But, I mean, if we're going to make a ball game, man, and we're going to put these guys, these stars in the game, can we please pay attention to the detail? I mean, you got Jair Alexander out there with long sleeves, okay? But they're green. He wears yellow sleeves in real life. It's like simple things like that. Can we please, please pay attention, Matt? Please. Please. But every year, we sit back and we say, it's the same game every year. It's just updated rosters. I don't want that game. And then August rolls around, and somehow we are all on the new Madden. I don't know. I don't know why it happens that way, but it does. I might pre-order it tomorrow. I'm not going to lie to you. Is it available today? I don't know when the pre-order is available. But whenever it is available, I'll probably have to pre-order it. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie. I don't know. I can't help it, man. Now, 2K. 2K I can live without. I don't care about 2K anymore. That's a game that they will never get a single dime out of me again. I'm done with 2K. It gets worse. That's a game that has drastically regressed over these last few years. Like, at least Madden's regression happened over time. I feel like 2K's regression happened quickly. It was a fast rise and fall. My God. But let's stay on Madden. All right, so Madden 24. We got some new tackling improvements. You know, they're trying to make the tackling more realistic, especially when you're catching in traffic or you're passing. You're trying to break up a pass and you're tackling a receiver as they're catching the ball. Okay, I can roll with that. But obviously, the big selling point for Madden 24 is the introduction of crossplay. It's over, bro. It's over. That's the only reason I'm buying this game. Crossplay. Because I have so many friends who have Xboxes. And listen, I've had a PS5 since the day it came out. Almost 3 years now. And I was an Xbox guy for years. But I've played Xbox recently. The new one. At my guy Brandon's house. His apartment, and I have no clue what I'm doing with that controller anymore. No clue. So not only do I not want an Xbox, I don't want to play an Xbox. So now, I don't even have to worry about that anymore. Because now it's all even. It's an even playing field. You don't got to worry about our controls. We don't got to worry about y'all controls. We're all good. Madden has crossplay now. I want smoke. I want more smoke than Canada is producing right now. I want it all so bad. So now we get, you know, head to head. I think Madden Ultimate Team and Superstar KO will be available through crossplay. So that's going to be fun. I love Superstar KO. I think Superstar KO was one of my favorite game modes that's on Madden. Honestly, I don't play Madden Ultimate Team, but Superstar KO is a blast. Me and my friend, we had fun playing that. I think something I do miss about Madden is just the normal head-to-head multiplayer when you could just have, you know, 3 or 4 on one team and you play against. But that's what we get with Superstar KO. It restores that feeling. And it's fun. You know, it's a fun thing. But we get crossplay, man. And finally, Xbox versus PlayStation. It's going to get nasty. I just wish... Now, I know I was asking for too much on the first year of crossplay, but if we could have got connected franchise crossplay, oh my God, it would have been over. It would have been over. But honestly, I'm a franchise guy. I'm a franchise mode guy. I've been a franchise mode guy since I was a kid. I mean, that's always been my thing. Now, I know they have the superstar thing. But those storylines just to get more unrealistic as the years go. I did like the one. What Madden was that? When they played in high school together and they was teammates and yeah, they went to college and they fell off. Yeah, that was a good one. But like last year, I don't think I finished last year. They did a lot. They did a lot last year. So if we can get back to the goodness of the superstar story mode, yeah, let's make it realistic this year. But I'm a franchise guy. Franchise mode, I'll play years of franchise mode. I love franchise mode. I love how we play through a schedule and just the realism that they have in franchise mode. It's a great thing, man. It's just fun to me. I don't care if I'm playing a computer. You know, it's fun. And if they can make that a little more better, I'm good. I know one thing that's come out already is that franchise mode, you will have the ability to restructure contracts, and they're adding more to the trading block and everything. I'm good with that. That's good. Being able to restructure a contract is going to be so great. So now I don't have to cut anybody. I don't have to manually go and cheat and go to edit player and edit a contract. Like, it's such a great thing. Such a great thing. Now that we've talked about, you know, the gameplay, the potential gameplay that's on the way, what about the cover, man? Cover star of Madden 24 is Josh Allen. And let me pull up the cover so I can look at it again. This is a good cover, man. Both of them, the deluxe edition and the normal edition, are just, they're fire. They're fire, man. They are. You got Josh Allen on the cover. It looks like a sideline shot. I think we got a little bit of snow in there. And it's him looking down, Madden 24 on top. This is a fire shot, bro. This is a fire shot. Then the deluxe edition, you got him jumping into the crowd. I mean, it don't get no better than that, man. Honestly, bro, this may be the best Madden cover since Madden 10 with Polamalu and Fitzgerald on there. I'm not going to lie to you, bro, because, listen, I feel like since we've gotten into the 2020s, the Madden covers have just gotten to be so plain. And I blame EA, because EA did this thing a couple years back. I feel like the pandemic may have had something to do with this. I could be wrong. But you look at Madden 20. All right, you got Pat Mahomes flexing. The red, yellow, and white behind him, that was fire. All right, you got the NFL 100 jersey on, that was fire. But then you get Lamar Jackson, and it's like this frame. It's a gray picture. It's trash. Then you got Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady sitting next to each other making a light-skinned face. I just didn't understand that. Now, last year, I was not mad at the cover. You get the original, it's Madden, R.I.P. Madden, John Madden, that's fire. But that 21 and 22, boy, they was trash. They started to lose me. 19 was fire with AB. Madden 18, the GOAT edition with Brady was fire. Gronk's cover was fire. Odell's cover was fire with the catch. I didn't ask for Richard Sherman, Madden 15. All right, you got Barry Sanders for Madden 25. That was cool. Calvin Johnson, and then Peyton Hillis. I'm not going to hold with you. Peyton Hillis' cover was fire. Alright. Fire. But long story short, we ain't had a good Madden cover in a little bit. In a couple years. So this cover restores that feeling, man. And it's different. It's different than any other cover because it's nice, bro. I'm sorry, it's nice. It's nice. But what makes me mad about Madden and EA since 2001, when players started to grace the cover of Madden, because initially, up until 2001, it was all just Madden on the cover. There have only been 5 running backs, 3 receivers, and 1 tight end on the cover. I mean, there were years where we could have Chris Johnson on the cover. I don't know how LaDainian Tomlinson never made a cover. I feel like the year that Sean Alexander got it, they could have gave it to LT. I don't know. I know CJ2K should have got one. LaDainian Tomlinson could have got one. And I will never forgive Madden. Fam, Derrick Henry just came off that insane season. It's Madden 22. He wears 22. How do you fumble that? How do you fumble that? How? Derrick Henry is literally a video game character. How do you fumble that? He's a created player. I don't get it. I don't get it. I will never. That will never sit well with me. How they did that one, bro. I can't believe that they fumbled the bag like that, man. There's no way they fumbled the bag like that. You hate to see those type of things. You really do. You do. But I listen, I'm excited for Madden 24. I don't think I've skipped Madden. The only Madden I think I skipped was Madden 11 with Drew Brees on the cover. I don't think I owned that Madden. I played it, but I don't think I had that Madden. Yeah, so I've since 04. Damn, I didn't have 05. I didn't get 05 with Ray Lewis on the cover, which is crazy. I played 05, but I didn't have 05. So my first Madden that they got from my dad got from me, it was an old, it was Madden 98. I didn't play any of the earlier 2000 Maddens. I was playing like NFL Game Day, NFL Blitz, like stuff like that. But then 04 came out. I had 04 on PS2. I had 06. I had 07. I had 08 on PSP. 09, I don't think, did I have 09? With Favre on the cover, I don't think I had 09. I think I skipped 09. Wow, that's crazy. No, I had 09. I'm lying. I did have 09. I had the Packers one. Now I Madden 10, that was my first Madden on PS3. Skipped 11, had 12, 13, and so forth. Yeah. Now one thing I hope the soundtrack is fire this year. I don't think I liked the Madden soundtrack last year. Man, put my girl. You know what they need to put back? You know what song should be on Madden every year? Like, it should just be a part of the song. I mean, a part of every soundtrack to every Madden ever. Like, this song right here should never miss a Madden soundtrack. Ever. Like, ever. What? 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 Huh? Throw in a rotation, come on. What? What? Come on, fam. Don't sit here and act like you ain't just get up and throw a little cake. You know what I mean? Man, start twerking a little bit. You know, just something light. I ain't gonna say you was, you know, making a cheek clap. But you might have throw a little ass just now, fellas. Ladies too. I know y'all got up, but fellas, come on, fam. The first time I heard Rotation on Madden 20, I said, oh my God, how did this make it on the soundtrack? And then my second thing was, oh my God, this song is fire. And then my third question was, who is Stunner Girl? I need to find her. And then I did. Oh my God. This is a Stunner Girl stan account. I don't know if y'all know that. I love Stunner Girl. I love everything she does. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Period. But yeah, Rotation needs to be in rotation on this Madden soundtrack every year. Should not miss a year. It's great music. Great music. Elite music. I'm serious. But then, like, classic Madden soundtracks. Like, you go back to Madden 04, and then you got bangers like, oh my God. Oh my God. Fam, y'all wasn't there. Y'all couldn't have been there. I know y'all weren't. Go! Oh, yeah, y'all about to get this. Yeah, hold on. Let me turn the music down. See, I can hear me. I said, 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Woo! Say, so you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Come on. A 4-5-6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need that money when you look like that, do you, honey? I'm getting this off today. Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Well, I can see you home with me, but you were with another man. Yeah, I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. Yeah. Are you gonna be my girl? What? Jet? Classic. Classic. I need a record deal. I need a freaking record deal. And then, Madden 07, you had my guy Al Fats with this Cleveland classic right here. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's the boy Fat Al. Come on.
And this song right here, you know what I'm saying?
My hustlers are coming down. All of them. If you're coming down,
you playing this song right here?
Man, open them up.
Even if the
police behind you. The door should be open. Come on, fam.
This is
how we doing in Cleveland. Look, LeBron is in this video, too. It's the Fat Al, and I'm from the slab. First nigga put 28s on the Jag, 20s on the lag, 24s on the cutty. Pull up in that brown car, look like a nutty buddy. Now I got some buddies that love the cap, and they love the Fat Al just because a nigga rap. Nigga stay strapped, but I ain't talking about the gun. Look, when I stop, how my rims just run. Niggas coming up, niggas coming down. Look at the tall trucks, got some round sound. If you talking down, then you get a beat down. Stop speeding, spinning, then I'm capping on you clowns. I am a winner, you a beginner. Look how I stop, oh, blind by my spinner. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go in like that. I apologize. I do. I apologize. I really do. Didn't mean it. Did not mean it. All right, man. Let's move on. All right. You know what? I was going to go to the Heat, but there's another situation that's burning hotter than Miami in Denver, in Canada. Zion Williamson. Listen, Zion has not been active on the court, but boy, he has been so active off the court. And I'm impressed. I am. Because when he was at Duke, he wasn't really, you know, he wasn't, from what I saw, you know, the women that he was selecting. I was like, Zion, really? Like, they weren't bad, but it was like, they wasn't bad. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So now, I'm looking at, you know, the plethora of women that he's dealing with today. I'm just like, oh my God, Zion, wow. Congrats, we gotta clap it up for him. Gotta clap it up. It's crazy. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Zion Williamson, all right? Zion and his woman, his lady, his other half, her name is Akima, and they are welcoming a baby girl into the world very soon. We gotta clap it up for that. Congratulations. They had a gender reveal the other day. Posted pictures online. Alright, you know, it was a wholesome thing. Everybody's like, oh my God, Zion, wow, I didn't even know you were dating anybody. We had no idea. Right? You are hiding your child from the world. This is crazy. You are hiding your child. Like, this is wild, right? Now, the 29-year-old content creator, they apparently has been dating Zion for a short bit. And now, you know, but the couple has been around for some time, but hey, not that long. But hey, you know, love coupled with Canadian smoke, it's in the air. Obviously, it's in the air. But you know what else is in the air? Jealousy. Jealousy is in the air. And, you know, the women, I don't know, Zion. I don't know. I don't know much, right? But they're coming out of the woodworks, man. And their hands are out. And they're just,
you take my money,
Zion.
Well,
please be careful.
Yes, she's a trifling.
Come on.
Friend indeed.
Talk to me, Fox.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
way over time.
Yeah.
That digs on me.
I ain't saying that. You already know who she messing with. I ain't saying that. I ain't necessarily talking about the BM, the baby mother. I'm not, because it looked like this woman has her own money, content creator, and she was also a real estate agent. So I'm not saying that. And she already has a kid, so it's like, I don't know. This can't be her meal ticket. But I'm more so speaking on the side pieces. So after Zion posted his baby gender reveal, I guess baby shower type of situation, the women started coming out of nowhere. And that's usually how it goes. So after this was announced, adult film star Mariah Mills let off a barrage of tweets and screenshots telling us how her and Zion were dating longer than him and his new BM. And now listen, I'm not going to read the tweets. I'm not going to say exactly what's in the tweets. If you haven't seen the tweets, you can still go find them. I don't think she deleted them. But fam, she told us a lot, you know. And we're in a day and age where I just feel like we should all know less about each other. But I've learned so much about Zion, what he likes off the court. I've learned so much about him. I didn't ask for any of this. This was all put on me unprovoked. You know, this is all information given to me against my will. I didn't ask for this information. It was bestowed upon us. We didn't ask for this. Okay, so Mariah Mills came out swinging, and it was, you know, she was just like, hey, it should have been me, basically. You know, she felt that she met the criteria, but she didn't get selected. You know, that's what she felt. You know, sad. She didn't win. She couldn't win the race. She didn't win the race, man. She didn't win. Then, last night, another woman came out of the woodworks to tell us how Zion flew her out, gave her floor tickets. Now, I don't know which game this was, because I can't remember the last game that Zion played, so I don't know if he gave her tickets to see him or CJ McCollum. I don't know. But then this woman also had video evidence of her and Zion's relationship, and I just like, oh my God. Jesus. You know, one thing we do know, Zion has been very active off the court. Now, fellas, I got some free game for y'all. All right. Okay. I got some free game. All right. If you're in a car with your lady, or you got me playing loudly somewhere, if you ain't by yourself, I want y'all to listen up. Turn it down or put your AirPods in. Ladies, if you're listening, close your ears, log out. Come back at the end of the episode. But fellas, if you're going to pop out with a girlfriend, baby mother, or fiance, please get your timeline and paper trail in order. All right, please, man. You gotta get it in order. You can't be talking to 5, 6, 7 girls and then, you know, pick one and then just pop out. Like, think about it. If it's June right now and I got 10 women on my roster and I pick one, all right, and I make it official with her in September, all right, but during the summer months I've still been fraternizing with these other women. Now when I pop out with the girlfriend post in September, these other 9 women are going to be like looking at me like, it's going to be a lot of, weren't you just in my messages? Weren't you just on my phone? Look at this screenshot. Boy, weren't you just doing this and that at my house? Wow, this is aggressive. So, to avoid this, okay, because it's going to happen. All right, if you think you're just going to be able to post and dip, you're crazy, boy. You're going to deal with backlash. They're going to be on your ass. And there's going to be a lot of women coming to your woman as a woman. And you do not want that. You don't want that. All right. So if you don't want to be like Zion, right, and you want to pop out with your woman, you want to pop out with your girlfriend, baby mother, the fiance, without any backlash, here's what you do, gentlemen. First things first, you have to cut off your roster at least 6 months prior to the announcement. Before you pop out with that woman, you have got to cut the roster off. You have got to get rid of her. All right? You got to be 6 months clean. We're just talking to your woman before you can pop out. All right? Here's how you do that. You got to slowly unfollow them. You got to wean yourself off of them. They will forget you exist. I promise. They won't. They'll forget you ever exist. All right? Now, prior to that, do not lack. Don't lack. Always duck if you see a camera. Keep a hoodie on. Always keep your face hidden. Don't fall asleep before she does. You do not want to end up in the close friends. All right? That's it. That's all you got to do. And then boom, you can pop out with your lady. Problem solved, man. Problem solved. But see, the problem with y'all fellas is y'all not player enough. Y'all ain't smart. Y'all stupid. Y'all want to rush into things. Y'all want to be like, oh my God, I'm going to post this woman. And then you don't even think about the repercussions of your own actions. It's free game, ladies and gentlemen. It's free games. It's free game. Just gave it to y'all just like that. Free game. Free game. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. All right? I'm just saying. I didn't tell a lie. Okay. I'm just saying. If I'm lying, I'm flying. And I'm still on my ass right now. So obviously I ain't lying. I'm just saying. Okay. You listen to me. Listen to me. It will help you thoroughly. Okay. All right. To close the show. Close this episode, man. I want to talk about the Miami Heat, who are currently down 2-1 to the Denver Nuggets after a loss on, what was that, Tuesday night? Or Wednesday night in Miami. Now, I was in here on Wednesday and I told y'all Miami was going to win the next two. I lied. I definitely lied. Listen, man. In game three, Jokic and Jamal Murray outscored Miami's entire starting lineup. That's a problem, man. That's a problem. You know, I told y'all that, you know, we got to make them score. They did. But when you do that, you have to score as well. You can't not score back, right? And that's what Miami's problem was. They were not scoring that well. It was a great first half. But you got to play all four quarters, man. You can't just play a good first half and then, oh my God, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, next thing you know, you're down by 10. Now you're down by 12. Now you're down by 16. And now it's a 20-point deficit. Like, no. It don't work like that. You have to got to play four quarters of basketball. Unfortunately, the refs seem to love Nikola Jokic. And, you know, Jokic, he looks like he's playing for the Denver Broncos, not the Denver Nuggets. He just bogarts his way to the basket every time. He pushes off, he elbows, and then, you know, he cries if they do call anything on him. You know, and I don't know, man. I don't know. The refs were terrible the other night, though. Like, Gabe Vincent had 3 fouls in the first half, and I just didn't understand why or how. But the Nuggets, they're the bigger team. They're a bigger team, and they play like they are. They know they are. They know they have the size advantage on the Miami Heat. And, you know, they play like that. And then Jimmy, man, I don't know. Jimmy has been MIA since game 2 in Boston. Pain. Like, he started the game off good, but I don't know, man. He's been missing shots that he usually makes, and I don't know. He's been playing very timid, very scared. I don't know. Bam's been playing great, though. For the most part. But as far as tonight goes, game 4 is an elimination game for Miami. They have got to treat this game like it's over if they lose, because it is. You go down 3-1 against the team. Yeah, pack it up. Pack it up. Go to Denver. The only flight plan y'all need is straight to the crib. All right? Listen, if Miami don't win tonight, it's obvious the series is over. It's over. They have got to win tonight. Got to. This is an elimination game for the Heat. They got to play 4 quarters of basketball and pray. That's what they got to do. That's what they have to do. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I got. And listen, Tom, I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to go see Spider-Man. Then tomorrow, I'm going to go see Transformers. So I'll probably catch, I don't know. The last couple Fridays, I've been going to the movies when Miami had the game. I caught the majority of the game, so. Depending on what the movie is. If I catch a 6:40 show tonight, I don't know. Might miss a little bit of the game. But we'll see how quick I get to the movies this evening. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm giving up on my boys, but I will say they are in trouble, man. They gotta win tonight. They don't have a choice. Don't have a choice. Tomorrow, Teofimo Lopez, Josh Taylor on ESPN. Go watch that. Should be a good fight. We got Amanda Nunes also tomorrow night, UFC 289. Should be a good weekend in the sports world. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. I told y'all this is going to be a good episode. I feel like it's going to be a great one. You have got to listen to this one. Send it to your friends. Share it. Retweet it. Repost it. All that good stuff, man. Happy Friday. Stay safe. Yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening and bearing with me. I'm trying to put out way more content this month. And, you know, yeah, you already know what it is, man. Let's see. I'm stalling right now because I'm trying to find the outro song. All right, I got it. We good. Wait, nope. I think I used that one. God damn it. Let's see. What's a good Friday song, man, to get us out of here? Let's see. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, listen. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Eric Lyons, and for the 209th time, you have just been electrified.
Damn day and night for fashion. I might take a flight of work and she might eat a writer version. How she keep it tight? Hot just like I got a fever. Pop it, I'm the real big speaker. Chops and glizzy sound like Beatles. Trust me, you can't go me either. All I do is run up paper. 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 All I do is run up.